Good afternoon. I call this meeting of the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee to order. Let the record reflect. It is 1:30 p.m. on Tuesday, February 18th, 2025. Present today are Senator Dunbar, Senator Gray Jackson, Senator Young, Senator Olson is excused, and myself, Senator Merrick. This afternoon, we will hold a second hearing on Senate Bill 63, Local Boundary Commission, from Senator Cronk, who has joined us today. We heard an introduction to this bill last Tuesday and took public testimony. It is my intention to hear a recap, and then we will look to the will of the committee. Senator Cronk, if you could join us at the table with your staff, place yourself on the record, and just briefly review your bill.
Thank you, Chair Merrick, and members of the committee. Senator Mike Cronk.
Thank you, Chair and members of the committee. My name is Paul Mankey, staff to Senator Cronk.
And so let's just go really through the changes or what SB 63 stands for. It ensures commissioners appointed from each of the four judicial districts actually live and vote in the judicial district from which they are appointed, to create an additional seat on the commission and ensure that at least one of the six commissioners come from an unorganized borough. As well as to change the statute regarding the selection of the commission chair. Instead of the chair automatically being the member from the state at large, the chair of the commission will be elected amongst its members. So there's the basic three changes.
Thank you, Senator Cronk. Are there questions or discussion from the committee? Senator Gray Jackson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just thank you for bringing forward this bill. I really like it. But I just have one question. I'm curious to find out if you have any issue with adding one additional member to the bill, because then it would be an even number for situations when the vote is tied. What's your thoughts on that?
I'm going to let my staff answer that.
Okay. Right. For the record, Paul Mankey, staff to Senator Cronk. When we were crafting this bill, we were being really careful to not sort of upset the balance of the Local Boundary Commission. We didn't want to necessarily pack it from people from the unorganized borough. But if it is the will of the committee, we would be open to adding a seventh seat.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Senator Dunbar.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd say I could just add a little color to that, because I think the six members is actually my fault, if memory serves, when I was chair of this committee last year. And it was because in discussions with the division, they were really loath to give up the at-large member. They felt it was important to have an at-large member, because it was hard to find appropriate people to put on this commission. And so, working with now Senator Cronk, because we wanted someone from the unorganized borough, we were looking for ways to add that member without getting rid of the other one, because that was, I think, what the original bill did. And so that's how we ended up with an even number. And it's not ideal, but if you think about it, you know, our legislature is an even number. The Anchorage Assembly now is an even number. An even number just means it's inherently more conservative. That is to say, a tie vote fails a measure, so you need to get a supermajority to pass something.
Thank you. Let's take a brief at ease. We're back on the record at 1:34 p.m. with no further discussion or questions from the committee. Mr. Vice Chair, do you have a motion?
Yes, Madam Chair. I move Senate Bill 63, version 34, LS0422/alpha from committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note and authorize legislative legal services to make conforming changes.
Is there an objection? Hearing none, Senate Bill 63 is moved from committee. Thank you, Senator Cronk. If members could stay to sign the paperwork after adjourning, this concludes our agenda for this afternoon. And please note that we will not hold committee next week because of finance budget subcommittees. With that, we are adjourned at 1:35 p.m.